Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And so they play on, ladies and gentlemen. The athletes in the city, as best they can. BJ, now BJ, I got to ask you, because I've only seen in emails that we get, and then all of a sudden I look at your name and I say, you know, I've never heard that pronounced. Is it Picard? Is it Pickard? Is it, what is it?
It's Picard. It's like the captain.
So, oh, it is.
Thanks for asking, though.
Okay, so Picard. That's what I would have said, but I thought I'm at a stage in my career where I just go, you know what? I'll just ask him on air. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, BJ, you're the assistant commissioner of the MIAC, and you guys just came out with some new, I don't want to use the word mandates, but from new ways of doing business as it pertains to COVID. Can you explain what you guys unveiled?
Yeah, you know, everything seems to be changing by the minute these days. But we're following NCAA guidance along with the CDC and Minnesota Department of Health. We always act in what we feel is the best interest of our student athletes, but nobody working in MIAC athletics is a medical doctor, so we got to trust the people who work in that field to make the policies that they feel are the safest for everybody involved. So we're following NCAA testing cadence and looking at masking at events and some of our campuses are doing limited spectators, no spectators, really making sure that they're doing what's best for their campus communities. But as far as the MIAC goes, we're trying to get our games in. We're trying to serve our student athletes, make sure that they have the best experience possible, understanding that we're still in the middle of a pandemic and this has been rough for everybody. I think the really tough part is there's really no roadmap for us. So we're all trying our best, just like we are out in the real world, too. Just trying to make sure that we're trying to stay as safe as possible while still trying to get all our games in.
Well, is though the roadmap last year, or is this completely different? I mean, do you feel like you're going, okay, dust that file off that we used last January, or is it a lot different?
You know what? The funny thing is I was having a conversation with somebody today and saying, wow, this feels like last year all over again. And I don't mean that in the best way.
No.
We've been canceling games left and right. Hopefully it's something that we're going to be dealing with for 2-3 weeks here. And we can get back on track similar to how we did last year. But in anticipation that things are going to be altered, you know, it already doesn't feel like a regular season. We're instituting all-comers tournaments for our basketball and our hockey playoffs just because the seasons have already been so impacted.
You mean everybody in the league qualifies, in other words?
Yep.
Because you're going to have maybe different numbers of games played, everything else.
Yep. We still expect to get a good portion of our games in. But we already know that the season is so compacted here in January and February. We don't want to make it even tougher on our student athletes by piling on a bunch of rescheduled games in too few a days. So we know that the schedule has already been compacted enough. We're going to give those kids an opportunity to play in a tournament. It'll be different. It'll be a one-year thing, hopefully. But our playoffs are always so exciting. So being able to extend that opportunity to our student athletes for all of our hockey and basketball teams that have been impacted is hopefully going to be a positive thing for the league.
Now, one of the things that, and I don't know if anything's changed on this, but I go through with my own kids, you know, that are participating in high school sports, is, what constitutes shutting a team down? Is it the same as, is it one positive case? Is it three close encounters? I mean, what is it that you say, okay, your season is now put on hold versus, hey, there's two people that tested positive, so we're going to take them out of the mix, but the rest of you can play on?
Yeah, so the guidance from the NCAA as of late has been, if you got three positive cases on your team, you probably want to put a pause in.
So three is the magic number, no matter how big the roster is, big or small?
It's changed a little bit in the last couple of weeks. And with our call with the Minnesota Department of Health on Wednesday, they were even more conservative, saying if you got two positive cases on your team, regardless of size, probably want to put a pause on, do contact tracing, make sure you know what's going on before you feel like you can safely return. So that's been an adjustment for our campuses just this week that we're trying to get acclimated to. And hopefully, we see these cases go down, whether it be through natural immunity or we're just doing a good job of masking and social distancing. Hopefully we get back on track here towards the end of the month and back to full strength in February. But the guidance that we've received recently as of this past week has been, you got two positive cases, you probably want to put a pause on, see what's going on.
BJ Picard is our guest assistant commissioner for the MIAC. So when as far as testing goes, what's the mandatory? What do you have access to? What is it team by team, college by college?
Yeah, so the NCAA testing cadence really for the last probably close to a year has been three antigen tests per week or one PCR test per week for unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated individuals.
Okay.
That's surveillance testing. If you're vaccinated, there's a little bit of different protocol, but all our campuses have committed to following the NCAA guidance on that. With the recent change of fully vaccinated, meaning the NCAA now defines it as the two shots plus the booster, or the one shot, Johnson & Johnson, I think it is.
Yeah.
So that's kind of altered the definition of fully vaccinated here since the turn of the calendar. So our campuses are getting back up to date with that. And it's a constantly changing environment, and we got to roll with the punches and adjust as needed.
And so if you're fully vaccinated, do you not need to be tested unless you have symptoms?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay. So how many games have you had canceled this year or this winter?
Well, just conference games, we're around 20, I believe, last tally. If we're counting non-conference and conference, it's well into 40. We were doing really well in the fall with outdoor sports.
Yeah, you got through the football season completely, right?
Yep. Football season was good to go. We did have a couple of non-conference games that did get canceled early on, but all of our conference sports, all those conference games got played. A really great experience. Winter sports, we had a couple in November that weren't able to be played. And then, after the holiday break, we really got bit pretty bad. We've had several cancellations here. And I guess we expected some of that.
Right, you expect some, but you just don't know what the number's going to be.
Coming back. Yep. So, but it's been tough with the new variant, just how transmissible it is. We're adjusting. Hopefully, we're going to be back on track. But I think our new policy of, making the games no contest instead of forfeits, because we've had kids that are doing everything right. They're doing everything that we've asked them to do.
Sure, why punish them, right?
Exactly. So
okay. Now, do you have any venues or sports right now where no spectators are allowed?
We don't have the policy as a conference policy, but there are multiple institutions who have made that.
Okay, so it's a double whammy. I mean, even if you don't, the institution can. And so are there some member schools that have said, just like last year, they're playing in empty gyms or empty arenas?
Yep, we've had a couple of those. We've had a couple that are, you know, at 50, 75% capacity. That's up to the institution, whatever they feel is right for their campus community. Those have not been throughout the entire season. I think most of them, and it's not just in Minnesota, a lot, you know, around the country, you know, campuses are looking at this, not for the entire season, but for 2, 3, 4 weeks, just to see if they can kind of stem the tide here. But we have had, I'd say, 3 or 4 campuses that have already declared that they're going to be lowering capacity or outright no fans in the gyms until further notice.
I don't remember last year how many, just basketball as a point of reference, how many conference games are scheduled for each team, and what was the percentage you got in?
So in a typical season, we'd have 20 men's basketball conference games and 22 women's basketball conference games. Because we got 11 men's teams, 12 women's teams. We got, I want to say, about 40% in last year. We had to alter our schedule completely. We drew up a brand new schedule. We canceled the playoffs. Hopefully we're in a much different situation this year. Teams have already
I forget about that. There was no playoff last year at all, right?
Yep. Teams have already gotten in roughly half their games conference-wise. Little bit less. So hopefully we're in a much better situation this year. Hopefully we know a lot more about the virus, though. Again, this new variant is really throwing us for a loop and challenging our athletic trainers and our administrators to figure out what the best policies are. But I anticipate that January, February is going to be much better this year than it was last year, just because we've gone through it once. We're already having a tough time here, and we're adapting quicker than we have in the past. So hopefully with the all-comers tournaments and everything, we're going to be in a better situation moving forward.
Last question. If someone tests positive in the MIAC, how long are they out before they can compete again?
So that's been another thing that's been rapidly changing. You know, the CDC and NCAA recently came out with their updated guidance for moving from 10 days to 5 days. And then after that fifth day, going to masking or testing out. MDH has come out with similar guidelines. So really it'll be 5 days of quarantine and then see where you're at. You might be in a mask for the next 10 days. You might not. But it's lessened than what it has been. So
okay.
Hopefully, as long as people are asymptomatic, feeling better, feeling good, they'll be able to get back on the court or the ice a lot faster than they had been in the past.
All right, B.J. Picard, thank you so much for joining us and giving us some clarification. Good luck navigating through this. You got a whole lot of good people over there, I know, working together. But good luck with it, and great job of getting as much in as you can.
I appreciate it. Have a great night. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, stay safe, as we say in the biz, right?
That's right.
B.J. Picard from the MIAC.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.